sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
At the Alaska Zoo in Anchorage, a red fox eagerly awaits a visit from her favorite zookeeper. This captive fox is tame and can be taken for walks on a leash and brought to school programs and educational activities. The red fox is native to most of Alaska, and it shares northern Alaska with its cousin, the Arctic fox, which turns white in the winter. Red foxes don't change color seasonally, but they aren't always red. The cross fox and the silver fox are color variations of the red fox.
Historically, the Aleutian Islands were home to vast numbers of seabirds, but not foxes. Red foxes were introduced to the Aleutians by Russians, and later, territorial Alaskans brought foxes to a number of islands in coastal Alaska. Foxes ran wild on the islands and were rounded up and harvested periodically for their fur. In the Aleutians, treeless islands where many birds nest on the ground, introduced foxes decimated native bird populations, eating eggs, young, and adults. In recent decades, introduced foxes have been eradicated from about 40 of these islands, and bird populations have recovered. Whiskered auklets, puffins, and oyster catcher numbers have increased dramatically, and the once endangered Aleutian cackling goose was brought back from near extinction. With fox predation eliminated, the goose population has grown from less than 1,000 to more than 115,000 birds. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
And I'm Ann Sutton.
Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.